global
on that. Honorable Chair, our problem is that we have not mobilized enough political will to go to the next step. We need to go to the next step and truly open up our regional ECOWAS bloc for more intra-West Africa trade. That makes it possible to begin to see all of us as 350 million people. And when we do that, we do it across board in such a way that the benefits can be tangible. So the commitment, for example, to a common currency, how do we pursue it vigorously? But secondly, Honorable Chair, it is to help us be in a good position to negotiate with others, as you put it, so that when we sit around the table globally, we are not just negotiating as 25 million people here, 10 million people here, 12 million people there, but we're negotiating as a block of 350 million people with an economic value of 1.5 trillion. And what that means is we then play our role of attracting the type of investment that assures that your market is just beyond the territory of Ghana, but it's there for 350 million people. The political will to get there is our problem and our challenge, Honorable Chair. If we truly want to be integrated, we should not see ourselves in terms of Anglophone blocks and Francophone blocks. But to do that, Honorable Chair, I'm not sure whether this is the place to say it, but there are international dynamics and components in which, beyond our region, certain international interests would want to see it so, in which some people are